This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The pitch. McGuire swings, drills one deep down the right field line. This will leave the yard. Another home run for Reese McGuire. His second of the game. We're tied 8-8, Cubs and Reds here in Cincinnati. What a debut for Reese McGuire.
The 3-1 delivery.
High fly ball, deep left field. This is going to go. Gone! Cubs take the lead. 3-run home run by Seiya Suzuki. 11-8 Cubs here in the eighth.
Highlights courtesy of Zach Zaidman on the score.
He was very excited, as he should have been.
Yeah. Seiya. And Reese McGuire shows up. He's been here 20 minutes. He has two home runs because that's what every Cubs player is doing now. Welcome in. Welcome back. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We are here for Mullion Haw. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here, 312-644-6767. That also gets you to our text line. Now, we're going to go to the guest hotline. Guests, join us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Visit Aturo.com for new tires for spring. And speaking of spring chicken, here he is, Bruce Levine. Hi, Bruce.
Good morning. What do I get for appearing? And I want it now.
Okay? Yeah, I want it now.
Now. So, no screaming, by the way. A lot of screaming going
there
on.
There is. There is a lot of, well, there's reason to yell. The Cubs have a lineup that goes about 85 players deep, and all of them can hit. Reese McGuire has a career high of 5 home runs. He's already hit 2 in his first day, his first 9 innings with the Cubs. Everybody who comes in is obligated to hit because their pitching can be such a mess. What do you make of this lineup and the way it's constructed and what the manager's doing with it?
Balance and left-handed slug. That is the key to the Chicago Cubs' 2025 offense. So balance is about having just as much or more slug from the left side that they do from the right, which is hard to attain. It's always been a left-handed game, as you've heard since you were little kids, and the Cubs have finally attained that in 2025. They have a guy that slugs in right, a guy that slugs in center, a guy that slugs at first base from the left-hand side, a guy that can slug from left field when he is in the slug mode in Ian Happ, who also is usually a 20 to 25 home run guy. He's a switch hitter. But that is my condensed version of why the offense is so much better. The quality of their at-bats, you've all witnessed that, being patient and at the same time slugging. And then watching ascending one of the great young players in the National League right now.
Yeah, and Bruce, I wanted to ask you about that. We've kind of thrown this out for the masses, but your buddy Rosenbloom over here is trying to trade PCA for Paul Skeens.
I merely asked a question.
Thinking that the pitching is so valuable that even a trade like that of your ascending MVP candidate would make sense for a guy like Skeens.
Yeah.
In general, you don't have to...
I wouldn't trade him for anything.
That's what I thought. That's what my comment as well, but... I'll let you expound on that, please.
I'll expound on it by this. Skeens could be one of the great young pitchers in the league for a long time, or he could be having Tommy John a year from now. So I will gamble on the position player of the higher level over the pitcher of the higher level because of the fact that pitching is just too hard to be able to project and keep healthy. So... from that perspective, it would be a great trade. It would be probably fantastic for both teams, but I'm going to try to keep the guy that can do five different things to help me win every day.
Bruce Levine is our guest. He's a baseball analyst and a reporter for The Score. You hear him everywhere all the time. And we are sitting in for Mullane Haugh. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. And we're Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. So, Northbrook Bob, so we started this show, Bruce, now that we have you on and you're old and I'm old. We went old school, but I had Esposito do a sports update, the way we used to start shows and hours and things like that. And Northbrook Bob, there's an oldie. There's a blasto from the pasto. PCA is everything Louis Robert was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You agree? Disagree? Do you like that? Is he doing more?
He's healthy, for one thing. Let's watch him do it over a whole season, which he should be able to do because there doesn't appear to be anything or anyone to be able to get him out at this particular time. Again, I think we go back to what PCA said about 2 weeks ago, and that he said, I don't know who I am as an offensive player, because we had been, me in particular, have been bothering him from the beginning of the year, asking him if he's a home run hitter, and he said, no. At that time, he said, no, I'm not a home run hitter. You know, I hit line drives and, you know, but most recently he said, asked about where he can go with his game. He said, I have no idea, right? And there's a lot of refreshing, interesting quotes coming out of him as well these days. So it's funny how you become a outstanding player and everybody hangs on everything you have to say. PCA has an awful lot to say, so really interesting things coming out of him as well.
Bruce, one guy who definitely is a home run hitter, and he's really showing it this year, Seiya Suzuki. I know people were concerned, you know, how is he going to do if he's just a DH and, you know, most, you know, 95% of the time, whatever. I think he's doing just fine. He certainly seems to have found his comfort zone.
You know, it's hard to say the last 2 years he's been a disappointment because he had these tremendous last 2 months of the seasons, but he had had an injury the first 2 years that he played. And this year, you know, he came into spring training just hitting line drives everywhere. And the ball just jumps off of his bat. If you watch batting practice like we are penalized to do many times here at the ballpark, you see the hardest line drives coming off of him. He's tearing up the ivy in batting practice. It's really not an indication when a coach is throwing 60 miles an hour, but it does show you how locked in he is. And he's been that from the very beginning. It's just, you know, it's uncanny. And, you know, I think that, you know, just the time that the Cubs have put into their hitting and, you know, the hitting people helping them jibe. I think it's just, you know, so the sports gods finally said, you know, it's time we give Chicago something interesting to watch. Okay.
Look,
and
they
have that so far.
They won a World Series in 2016. All right, you got another 90 years.
I was a young
cut
boy
it out.
Then. I was a young person.
Yeah.
At that time.
So Bruce, when I went back earlier today and talked about the way the Cubs, the lineup is performing, and looking at the players who are doing it, and it's even though I was one of the people who said Jed Hoyer should not think that hope is a plan, he had hoped, expected, depending what word you want to use, that guys would exceed their career averages, have career years, that they would be better, they would progress, they would, and that's what's happened. You look at this lineup, you look at these players, even Kyle Tucker's playing above his career averages, and he hasn't, and he's had a terrific start, and then he slowed down, and everybody, there's so many players having that kind of success that hope turned out to be the plan that is being met so far. This has to be what Judd was looking at. These guys, we brought them to this point. They have to be better, right?
Right. Well, he had to have that year too, right? I mean,
yes,
he had to
he
have
did.
He had to he
still
had to
does.
Over
he still
he
does.
Had to overachieve this year as well. So give him credit. Give Carter Hawkins credit. Give Council credit, who took a lot of heat, if you remember, at the end of last year, saying, hey, we got the same record here as we had under David Ross. So, you know, there are a lot of people that were expected to do better. And so far, a third of the way through the season. Today will be their 54th game. That's one third. I was taught in Chicago Public Schools. I got that much out of it. And that means they're on a pace for 99 wins if they win today. So on the other side of town, there's a team that actually is ahead of their pace from last year, too, to win games. So
yeah, but it was the worst pace ever in baseball.
They're on a pace right now for 51, maybe 52 wins.
They'll find a way not to go to. Can they? Let me ask you this, since you're a longtime baseball observer, because you're a longtime human being.
Longtime guy, as they used to say.
That's right, longtime guy. So if you have somebody play first base, shouldn't they know where first base is?
Yes, if he's actually played the position before. He hasn't very much, okay?
So, I mean, this is a pantsing of the organization, isn't it? Shouldn't Tim Elko have been left up? Just see what you can do. Okay, he struck out a lot. Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? At least he hit for power. We don't know what we have here. We know Vaughn can't do it, and now we have a guy playing first base who doesn't know where first base is, and we just look dumber as things proceed. Or you can disabuse me of that.
Let's accelerate it by saying you shouldn't be trying to steal third base down a run with one out in the ninth inning. Okay. Okay. I think, do you learn that at Little League before?
Yes, you do.
At Dairy Queen.
Yeah, exactly. Before he takes you there, I was going to say that. You learn that. You're sitting around after the game going, you know, Billy, you know, you're on second base, you're the tying run, you can't try to steal third because it's a bad play. Okay, you're already in scoring position. I'll say it again. You're already in scoring position, right? So to Will Venables' credit, he took the heat for Michael A. Taylor trying to steal third base with one out in the ninth down a run by saying, yes, he did have the green light. The green light does not tell you you must go. That's not the signal for must go. It means that you're a veteran player, and Michael A. Taylor has been a good one most of his career, and you know the circumstance, and the circumstance tells you you can't be trying to steal third base and get caught and get picked off. So, again, it's easy to pick on the White Sox right now. I don't like to do it. I like to concentrate on the Maidras and the pitching and some of the really good things that are happening for the Sox. There's some of that, and it's moving forward, but those type of losses are really hard to take.
As long as we're talking about the South Side, Bruce, let me. MLB.com posted a story about six teams that could jumpstart the trade market. And the White Sox, of course, are one of them. But what would they have that somebody would want? What could bring them back? I have no idea what they want now, what they're looking for, what they hope to turn into some future, but what do they have to trade? Don't give me Louis Robert, because he's healthy and he sucks. And
not only that, he told us earlier in the week that he's untradeable at this point.
So he's self-aware as well.
He came out when we talked to him last Monday. He said, someone asked him about being here. He said, nobody's going to trade for me right now. He said, look what I'm doing offensively. No one's trading for that.
So who would they trade for, Bruce?
Who would they trade or trade
what
for?
What do the White Sox have to that you think would be
pitching,
bring a legitimate contributor
that they don't want to trade? They're not trading any of their young starters that they've worked hard to try to develop. So the answer is after Luis Robert, not really anybody that they want to trade because the other guys are developing toward hopefully the next good team on the South Side. No.
Sad.
Yeah, there's I'm with
sad.
You, Bruce. To go back to the Cubs, my friend, talking about their success. And yesterday, this just jumped out at me because we know bullpens are weird and bullpens are year to year. But I'm guessing none of us had Brazier, Pomeranz, Keller, and Palencia in that order closing games for the Cubs here as we enter the Memorial Day holiday.
It's the beauty of baseball 2025, isn't it, that the evolving bullpens everywhere in baseball. You can go back to the White Sox and you can spend a half hour talking about what they don't have to be able to close games. And then you look at the attrition of other teams and guys breaking down all the time. You see, you know, teams like the Dodgers, who are supposed to win 150 games, struggling with pitching and guys that are injured. It's just, you know, it's just there's not enough guys. When they say next guy up now in baseball, they mean next guy up because everybody is hurt. You know, everybody is hurt at the major league level pitching-wise. So it's, you know, who is left standing? We're through a third of the season, and injuries are just taking away from every team right now.
You know, the Dodgers serve as a really good example for the next question. The reason I brought up the PCA for Paul Skeen's idea, would you make that deal? Pitching is the most important element in the game, and yet a hitter can play affect games every day the way PCA does. And you look at the Dodgers, and they got money for nothing and your chicks for free, right? And they start every year. They go to spring training, and they have 12 guys for five spots, and they start every season with eight guys for five spots, and they get to the World Series, and they're throwing a bullpen game. Uh-huh. And they have this lineup that is relentless. This is really what the Cubs look like. I don't know if this Cubs team is built to win the World Series, but the way they hit the length of this lineup, this is far more Dodgers than anything I've ever seen. Yes, no, what do you think? How does this play out for this year's Cubs, Bruce?
It's a great question because I think one of our media brethren asked that question to Councilman before they left for the last road trip, and he said, look, scoring six runs a game is usually not sustainable, but that's why we play baseball. That's why we watch baseball, because anything can happen in a given year. So the only time that the Cubs have ever averaged six runs a game was 1931, when they scored 998 runs that year. And baseball had juiced the baseball after the Great Depression and the stock market crash so that people would go out and enjoy the offensive explosion in 1930 and 31. And certainly those were huge years for offense. So they scored over six runs a game that year. Right now they're averaging 6.05 runs per game. Normally you'd say it's not sustainable, but you know, the case that you make right there about them looking like the Dodgers offense 1 through 9, you know, right now it does, you know. So until they don't, you know, it's just for speculation. You know, I think they're going to need more pitching. They're going to need another starter pitcher for sure.
Jack Flaherty. Maybe. Everybody needs Jack Flaherty. Yeah,
that's fine. And they're going to need the bullpen help. So with a little help from the friends in baseball and the Rockies, if you can find anybody there, and the Orioles, if you can find anybody there. You know, that's what you're going to be looking for. It's almost June 1st. It's still 2 months away from the trading deadline. So I don't know. But again, if you're on the north side of Chicago and you're a Cub fan, just enjoy it.
Yeah, and Bruce, not to put the proverbial wet blanket on Cubs fans, but I do want to close by asking you about Ben Brown, because we all know his potential, we all know his stuff, but he is obviously still struggling adjusting to what he's being asked to do this year.
So we see this all over baseball now. Ben Brown has two outstanding pitches. He's got a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. He's got a knuckle curve that when he's commanding it is unhittable. Fact is, you know, the command isn't always there. Young pitchers have to learn here. He's got great stuff. They have to live with player development at that position. They have to live with player development with Cade Horton right now. It's a good problem to have when you have guys that have big arms like both those guys have, but it's going to be wonky sometimes, and you're going to say, hey, they're not ready. Well, who do you have that is ready to replace them right now? So you're going to have to live with that. Last year, you had to live with player development in center field, first base, catcher, okay, third base, which never happened. And look what you got now with PCA, with Bush, Amaya now on the injured list, but having a great year along with Kelly behind the plate. So, you know, again, people don't have much, they don't give you much latitude when it comes to having player development for a team like the Cubs, who are expected to win every year. But nonetheless, that's what you have there in the rotation right now.
Bruce, appreciate it. And Espo and I will look forward to talking to you on the next holiday show we do.
That's right. We'll talk to you on the 4th of July.
And we'll ask you then whether PCA or Kyle Tucker will make a better Yankee. All right?
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bruce.
Bruce Levine, Score Baseball reporter. He and David Haw and are on 52 or 50 weeks every of the year, every Saturday, 9 to 11, inside the clubhouse. They had Bruce Bochy on, and they get guys to talk to, and they get information. So it's a must-listen destination for baseball fans. We have to take a break. When we come back, we talked about this trade that I just proposed, I made up. Paul Skeens from the Pittsburgh Pirates. For PCA, Chicago Cubs. So we'll talk to a guy who's in Chicago, but is a Yinzer, John Greenberg.
Okay.
He's a Yinzer. He's from Pittsburgh.
I did not realize that.
And he is a columnist for the Chicago Bureau of the Athletic. And
I did know
that. One of the founding editor of it. So we'll run that by him and other things, and maybe he's found Caleb. You know what? You never know. The Athletic is very
resourceful. He has bare thoughts. He has Bears thoughts.
We'll do that next. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We can't talk yet because Steve is air guitaring. This is when we need the Twitch stream for...
Oh, no.
Steve Knopfler over here.
Welcome and welcome back. Money for nothing, your chicks for free. Hey, we may suck even if it's a Monday, but it's free. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mullinghaw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're going to the hotline. We're going to talk sports because it's Chicago Sports Radio. See? It's our middle name, isn't it? Sports, Chicago Sports Radio.
That's it.
Our Sports is our middle name. Should be our first name, but they're working on that. Guests, join us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Visit Aturo.com for new tires for spring. Welcome back to the show. John Greenberg, founding editor and senior columnist for The Athletic. John, thanks for taking time out today. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, any time for you guys. If it's a holiday, I know I'll probably be talking to Steve Rosenblum sometime
so
of the day.
Can we book you for the 4th of July now then?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Pass.
So, last, because you're a Yinzer and you're in Chicago, would you trade Paul Skeens for PCA right now?
Yeah, probably. I mean, actually, I probably would, because I'm not even that excited about Paul Skeens. It's kind of funny because I know the Pirates have no chance. They're not. Yeah, you know, they have no money. They have a bad owner. They're not run particularly well. Ben Charrington's one of those guys that's kind of skated on the Theo relationship to keep going. He's built a pretty bad team. So, yeah, I'm not that excited about Paul Skeens, to be honest, because it's like, what's the point? Like, I mean, they're not going to trade him now. I mean, it's like silly. But, like, in a couple years they will, you know, because I think he's got 4 more years of control. So in 2 years, he'll be gone. And if I were him, that's my whole, like, saving my arm and, like, being ready for a free agency somewhere down the road, because they just don't really deserve
them. Well, if you're the Cubs, would you trade PCA for Paul Skeens?
That's a good question. Right now, probably not, because pitching is not a question of if you're going to get hurt. It's when you're going to get hurt, you know, and that's how teams focus right now. So, I mean, before, if you would have told me before the season, of course. But with the way he's playing, man, PCA just brings something to you beyond. I mean, he brings production, but there's also like a little star power. And listen, the Cubs are a team that wants star power. I mean, the front office, they don't want to give Jed a lot of money, but when they do give him money, they want him to bring in guys who are going to attract people to the game. You know, just like same as it was with the Trib when Steve was technically a part owner, right?
yes. You know, I had a lot of say in that.
Good. I heard Dennis Fitzsimons was always calling you for your opinion. But, you know, it's still like somewhat the same. Like, they still want to – you still got to fill butts at Wrigley. That's still, like, the primary objective of the Chicago Cubs. And I can't believe PCA is this good. I mean, maybe it's just because we're so – you know, we're now so, like – connected the teams through like these prospect rankings, and like we take that as like a Bible, and you know, he was always up high, but never like this guy's going to be a superstar kind of high. Like, I did not expect this kind of production.
Yeah, I think John, a lot of Cubs fans, not that they expected him to not be a serviceable major league player, but I think a lot of Cubs fans had probably given up on the whole PCA is going to be our star player after what they have seen from him the first few years. But I tend to agree with you, too. I would not trade him for Skeens. The everyday player thing, for sure. But then I did a very quick contract search, and PCA is making a cool $771,000 this year. And to your payroll point, this is a guy they don't have to pay for another, what, 3 or 4 years? This is a very cheap face of your franchise, super popular with the fans, exciting, a guy people talk about and keeps the Cubs on the front pages.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's just, you know, he and Skeens are both very big values right now. But, yeah, he'll keep getting those arbitration raises, and he'll, you know, by the end of the contract, it's like you're making like $20 million, which is still, you know, a huge savings. I mean, that's the thing with the Cubs of the, you know, the core of the championship team is those core guys were, you know, very underpaid, and they outperformed their salary the whole way through. Then you might argue, you know, Chris Bryant's kind of slightly underperformed his free agency with Colorado, who is actually here this week, but he will not be playing. we won't get to write that column.
No, Chris Bryant left the Cubs and decided to quit baseball when he signed.
Well,
with
I mean, he's got back. He does have a back. I mean, I believe in the back injury, but it is shocking. Like, how you can – that's the only explanation. You can't go to Colorado and not hit any home run.
Yeah, when you've been an MVP.
Well, like, right, and like, Javi, you know, he was terrible in Detroit in his first few years. And then he got hip surgery last year, kind of, and no one really paid attention. because then the Tigers got good.
Mm-hmm.
But he got a hip surgery, and it's – I mean, you watch that guy play, you're like, oh, what a shock. Javi hurt his back or his hip. I mean, the guy's, you know, with the torque he was putting on his body, it's, like, shocking he can, like, walk. So, you know, sometimes it really is physical. Like, we always want to say it's mental or these guys are, like, you know, don't care anymore. And Brian did kind of have that, like, does he really care about baseball question, but – you know, I think a lot of times it really is physical, and like Javi's been, you know, incredible this year.
Talking with John Greenberg, founding editor and senior columnist for The Athletic. We're talking Cubs and soon Bears here on The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Jed Hoyer's idea of hope is a plan seems to be playing out. Specifically the part, or maybe it was an expectation more than hope, because hope has a derogatory in that way. But his expectation, we need guys to outplay, overachieve, whatever it is, to play better than the averages on the back of their baseball card. And that lineup seems to be doing it, just about everybody. So Jed gets credit for this. That's what the way he built this, and these guys are producing. I think Jed gets some credit so far. And like Bruce said earlier, he needed it. This is his walk year too, maybe.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. He needed this. You know, he doesn't want to leave. He wants to stay. His family's rooted here now. So, yeah, and you know what? And there's – listen, he's made mistakes. They all make mistakes. But he's done pretty much what the business and ownership wanted him to do. They wanted him to clear salary. They wanted him to, you know, reinvest in the farm system and really put his focus in their kind of player development, because that's – not because they love prospects so much, but because it's a cheaper way to do business than relying on free agency. You look at their, you can go look at like COTS contracts or whatever, Fangraphs, and see what they have. But is in terms of payroll going forward, and it's not bad. You know, Dansby's the only one who's getting money like deep in the future. They don't have any other burdensome contracts. He's done a pretty good job of kind of balancing the books and making sure. And that's why, you know, people thought they should have gone after Bregman in the offseason because they have the space for it. And that's why, obviously, people think they should go after Kyle Tucker and invest that money in him, you know, no matter how much it is, because they don't really have anything more. So, yeah, Jed has done enough. If you look at the pros of the things he's done in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years since he's taken over, he's done enough to get a contract extension, in my opinion. And I like Jed, so I'm biased, but I really think if you start looking at some of his wins, and especially this year, this is the year they were like, they really put more, I guess, money into it, a little bit more money, but like not much more because it's less than last year, but a little more like smarter investments, I mean, like getting the Carson Kelly and things like that. And it's turning out great. I mean, this looks like a team that's going to win 90-some games, and then they can still add at the deadline and put some more money into it. And this could be a team that could be fun in October, which we haven't had really since 2017 is the last time they've had it. Like, they've gone into a postseason with like a head of steam.
Yeah. John, I agree with you on Jed, by the way, about him earning an extension. And I was going to ask you about Tucker. And I know you don't know. Nobody knows. And, you know, he may elect, even if the Cubs try their best and offer him a ton of dough, he may elect free agency anyway. But do you think, I know logically it makes sense to try to keep him, but do you think overall that the Cubs want to keep him, and that with all that that entails, right? The $500 million contract, everything else that goes along with it. Do you think that Jed wants to keep Kyle Tucker for the long haul?
Yeah, I do. I think for sure. I don't think... You know, I mean, listen, part of the reason you make that deal is because it's win now and Jed's in his contract year. And I asked him about that in spring training, like, because it's pretty obvious when you trade a prospect for a veteran on an expiring deal that, like, you're trying to win and your deal's up. But, no, I mean, I think for sure he wants to. I think it's also really interesting because, you know, he puts his boss in a little bit of a pickle. Because, you know, Tom does not have the appetite for those big deals. The CBA is coming up in 2026 after the season. And Ricketts is, you know, generally expected to be somewhat of a hawk. Maybe not Jerry Reinsdorf in 94 kind of hawk, but, you know, somewhat of a hawk in what the owners want. And what the owners really want is a salary cap. But so it'll be interesting because this comes up, you know, a year before that, like what Tom is going to do. Is he going to side with his own kind of fiscal conservatism, or is he going to go all out because this is what his organization needs? And, you know, signing Kyle Tucker is just good for business. And the fact that they have PCA on this cheap deal makes it even better, because now you can't just, you know, it's not a one player, it's just basketball. So like you need a good roster, a deep roster, and PCA being on a rookie deal gives you that opportunity, you know, not rookie deal, but whatever. But, you know, before he gets arbitration, gives you that kind of flexibility to spend and know that you still have production elsewhere in the lineup.
Well, and you mentioned it too, John. I mean, they have nothing really long-term past Dansby. I know Hap comes out of contract this year. Everything is coming up and coming out of contract within the next year or two. And for a build-around guy, I mean, you can't really ask for a better guy. We've seen, and of course, the other guys have had great starts of the season too, but just having him there in the middle of that lineup every day is huge to me.
Oh, absolutely. The guys like him. You know, we talk, you know, PCA is so much better for our purposes as media members because he's more colorful and he's funny and he's a good talker for being a young player, and Kyle Tucker's not those things. But the guys can love him because they love him because in talking to them, he's got his own routine. He's very quiet and he produces, and he's kind of funny and he's smiling. He's very friendly. So he's just kind of like a perfect kind of teammate because I just feel like he's very low maintenance. Although I think he's pretty set on his schedule, his pregame stuff, but it's pretty quiet work. It's most of it solo. So like, he's a perfect teammate. And these guys, if they don't sign him, the guys on the team will be very, not only upset, but I think some of these guys, you know, are kind of wondering, like, they'd be wondering what this team is about if they don't sign a guy like Kyle Tucker. Because, you know, as much as some of that stuff is just narrative for us, these guys believe it too. Like, they see it better than we do, like what a team's doing to win. So if they don't, that'll be the biggest story. I don't care what it might top a Bear, like Caleb Williams and the Bears, in terms of Chicago stories if they don't sign Kyle Tucker.
John Greenberg is our guest, founding editor and senior columnist for The Athletic. We're talking Chicago sports here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You mentioned Caleb Williams. Have you found him? Why hasn't he surfaced, John? I mean, he's handled everything so well.
I know.
So who's sitting on him and why?
That's the team. There's no way. It's just, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about like something like, you know, where he's going to have to really talk and not just, you know, we're really going to have questions. But I think the team did it. Their PR strategy was just to kind of like, you know, slow play it and hopefully it dies down a little and make sure the focus after the first mini camp practice was just on like the team and stuff. So I thought Ben Johnson was fine. It's not a big deal. Like no one, if you were to say to me, and people did say it before, like, oh, Caleb Williams doesn't want to come to the Bears because they're history quarterbacks, you'd be like, well, yeah, obviously. That means I like that. He's actually paying attention. Some people don't pay attention.
Yes.
They don't know anything. Like, he and his dad are actually like, oh, let's look at the stat. Let's go to Pro Football Reference. It's not that difficult.
Yes.
You know, and the fact that they, you know, were selling Shane Waldron and, you know, Matt Eberflus, like, they weren't impressed, which is good for them. As far as the not watching film stuff, you know, I'm sure that's true in some sense that he was left wanting with the coaching because the players constantly told us they needed to be coached harder. So that's one other thing. Another one is, listen, I can't wait to read Seth's book. I've known about this book for a while since he announced he's doing it. It's a history of the quarterback position, which is like, you know, the biggest job in sports. So like, I'm excited because he's a great writer. But remember those quotes we saw, it wasn't even like an excerpt. It was like an ESPN story about that whatever. And they were all quotes that were like Carl Williams saying Caleb told me. So that's why I think we do need to hear from him, even though if he's not going to tell us the truth. But because those weren't direct quotes, most of them. They were direct quotes from Carl Williams saying what his son said. And as you know, as we know, Steve, like fathers and mothers and parents of professional athletes are great sources, but they're not always 100% accurate. So you do got to like, you would want to hear from him directly on some of that stuff.
I do. I want to hear him, and he can explain it very well. And And I expect him I wanted that authenticity, and I would do the opposite of whatever the team wanted. Just like I would not want to be a quarterback for the Bears, I would not want to take the Bears' PR lead. And apparently, he's suffocating under them, and his images as well. And we'll go from there. John, appreciate your time. Have a
anytime, boys. Holiday.
Except the 4th of July. Thank you.
Yeah, the 4th of July, we'll discuss whether Kyle Tucker or PCA will be a better Yankee next on The Score.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
John Greenberg of The Athletic, founding editor and a columnist, senior columnist for them as well.
We have an exciting giveaway that we want to do now. Be the sixth caller to The Score's contest line. Win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley's Broken Branches Tour with special guests Zach Top and the band Lula. Prize courtesy of Live Nation, Saturday, June 14th, Credit One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets available now at livenation.com. Caller number six to our contest line, 312-540-0670. That's 312-540-0670.
After a break, we'll come back. Boomer Esiason had some thoughts on Caleb Williams. We will play you that. And top of the hour, Rami Makhlouf will be here. And me and Espo will talk with Rami and see which way he goes on the trade and what he thinks about Caleb Williams and all that other kind of stuff in Chicago sports. It's our middle name. It should be our first name, but we are Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Be The Score.
Steve Rosenbloom. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Talking Caleb Williams here. We'll continue doing it until Caleb talks about Caleb Williams and Carl Williams. Boomer Esiason was talking about Caleb Williams after this came out in the Seth Wickersham article on ESPN. Here's Boomer on Caleb.
When you think about this, I think a lot of these kids and their parents are nowadays, and that the level of entitlement is breathtaking, and it's no wonder why he failed initially, and it's no wonder why the coach got fired. So now they go out and get an offensive coach in Ben Johnson, and you know what? Now it's on his ass. It's going to be on his ass to live up to these so-called lofty expectations that he has for himself and that his father has for his son. You know, and I understand, you know, that there could be a discussion, hey, this is where quarterbacks go to die. Well, you know, go fix it. Be the reason that the team is going to turn it around and you be the player that you think you are. And I would just tell them, you know, just keep your mouth shut. You're going into the greatest league that there's ever been for the sport that we all love. You're going to have a chance one day to make $500 million because guys like me and guys before me all went on strike so you could actually make more money. So keep your pie hole shut and go out and play football and earn your keep and earn your respect.
We will shut our pie holes momentarily. We will take a break. When we come back, Rami Makhlouf will be here. He'll take over at 10 o'clock. We'll do transition with him. He'll take you up to Cubs baseball. Steve Rosen with Mike Esposito in for Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.